Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In November 2012, a new Cochrane review brought together evidence from more than 50 randomized trials of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors to help people recover from a stroke. Gillian Mead from the Centre for Clinical Brain Sciences at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland tells us how the review began, what it found, and what will happen next.
Towards the end of 2010, a colleague telephoned me to tell me about the French FLAME trial, which had been presented at the World Stroke Congress in South Korea in October 2010. The FLAME trial showed that fluoxetine, a type of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or SSRI, improved motor function of patients with severe motor deficit when given early after ischemic stroke, and increased the number of patients who recovered sufficiently to be able to look after themselves. These findings were consistent with the idea that fluoxetine might act directly on the motor cortex, perhaps through neuroregenerative and neuroprotective effects, as well as having an antidepressant effect. The FLAME data were exciting, but most commentators felt that larger trials were needed before fluoxetine could be given routinely to improve recovery after stroke. I did a quick search of the literature and found a handful of small trials which seemed to support the possibility that SSRIs did reduce the risk of post-stroke depression and disability. So, with my colleague Professor Martin Dennis, we started to design the FOCUS study, which stands for Fluoxetine or Control Under Supervision. This trial aims to determine whether 6 months treatment with fluoxetine improves overall recovery after stroke. We knew, though, that getting funding for the main phase of FOCUS would depend on a robust, comprehensive, systematic review of SSRIs for stroke recovery in order to prove that such a study is needed. So, with colleagues from Australia, Russia and Taiwan, I led this Cochrane review of SSRIs for stroke recovery. We included all randomised trials of an SSRI given for any indication within the first year of stroke. We performed subgroup analyses according to time since stroke onset, whether or not the patient had depression at the time of randomisation, and the type of SSRI. We examined trial quality using the Cochrane Risk of Bias tool and did sensitivity analyses to explore whether a trial's effect estimate was related to its quality. Surprisingly, we found a large number of trials, 52, recruiting over 4,000 patients. There was a large literature from China, which we had not been previously aware of. When we combined all these data, our meta-analyses suggested that SSRIs improved overall recovery, disability, neurological state, depression, and anxiety at the end of treatment, even in people without depression at randomization. However, there was substantial statistical heterogeneity, and the estimates from the meta-analyses were much smaller when only high-quality trials were included. Therefore, although this looks promising, further trials are needed before we can be sure that the use of SSRIs would be worthwhile. This finding is important not just because it has confirmed that SSRIs might help with stroke recovery, but because it has informed the design of the FOCUS trial and sister trials in Australia, the AFFINITY trial, and Sweden, the EFFECTS trial, which are also exploring the role of fluoxetine for stroke recovery. This review has highlighted important gaps that we are now planning to fill. For example, we found only 7 small trials that followed patients after treatment had ended, while FOCUS, AFFINITY and EFFECTS will follow patients for 6 months after the end of SSRI treatment to determine whether any beneficial effects are maintained. We are now working to implement this research, and when these 3 trials are fully funded and completed, they will all be included in the update of our Cochrane review.
Details of the dozens of generally small trials have already been done, and the findings that arise from these are available from the CochraneLibrary.com. That's where you'll also find future updates to the review as the new studies get done.